let's go ahead and begin. Welcome, 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 as we say, always good to get together. And we're glad to see you on the bus this evening. Be sure you get a bulletin. There's news notes in there. Folks who are traveling, and Pam, I heard you leaving just for a couple days this week. Out of town, then back in town. Yeah. Prayerfully remember list. Make note of that. What was it? Birthdays and anniversaries? No anniversaries, just all.
Those anniversaries.
We have two anniversaries there. Yeah. Two anniversaries there. Just look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. All right, let's bow in prayer and then we'll have our devotional worship time. Our Father and God in heaven, we just say thank you over and over again for the day that you've given to us. Appreciate so very much your abundant blessings in our life, your watch care over us, your tender mercy, your loving kindness. We're thankful that you're an ever-present help in time of need. And we're thankful that you're always there, that we can call upon you in prayer and with urgency and with boldness and just ask for help in time of need. And so many needs in the congregation here, so many illnesses and travelers. And so, God, we're just asking you to look down upon us and grant our requests, our thoughts. We think we have friends and loved ones that are on our minds. We have people that we care for so very much. And we say, God, would you please bless them as only you can. Strengthen us this evening from our time together. Bring us closer together and to you in all that we say and do. We give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I just looked at some in the book, just the one that doesn't have music to it, number 22. Number 22. But you may be familiar with the music once you hear it. Number 22 in the blue folder.
Bless me now, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Help me at the throne of mercy. Do not pass me by.
28. Okay? 28. First and last.
On his side, so lonely, knelt Jesus one day. So wounded and weary, he went there to pray. My friends there forsaken, so lonely with fear. To heaven he's crying, in helpless appeal. But a golden day has broken in old Gethsemane. The mornings all come singing the song of victory. There's a new highway to glory, the road that Jesus trod. With a halo we're traveling the pathway to God. Just a new day is breaking, the victory is won. The world is rejoicing, a new day is born. The angels exclaiming, sweet music they chant. Surrendered completely, your Savior and mine. But a golden day has broken in old Gethsemane. The mornings all come singing the song of victory. There's a new highway to glory, the road that Jesus trod. With a halo we're traveling the pathway to God.
I do have an eye appointment in about 2 weeks. I have to give them my bifocals. This way I lose my place. I have to hold it.
You really need to get it up there on the telephone.
I need all the help I can get.
Make it bigger.
Number 35. First, second, and last.
My Savior's gone, a mansion to prepare in yon village. Adorned it will be with jewels rare, not made with hands. I know, in heaven for me a mansion stands, a home.
sure I know this one that well, but I... Number 40. First and last.
Oh, wonderful Jesus, glorious friend, He will be with us unto the end, cheering, upholding, keeping me strong, fearless and loyal, shielding from wrong. Oh, wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold His glorified face, how I shall praise His wonderful grace. Wonderful Jesus, all through the night, He will enfold giving me light. Then when the morning breaks on the shore, this He will whisper, mine evermore. Oh, wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold face, I shall praise His wonderful grace.
Number 44. I'm trying to sing this the way it's written. 44.
Oh, Holy Spirit, dwell in me, touch my eyes that I might see all Your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be the living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with Thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind. Let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, filled with Your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, rescue me, set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed. In God's bosom, lay my head. Let me live in brand new ways. See my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me.
Better than I did. Number 46. 46. 46.
There is much to do, there's work on every hand. Hark the cry for help, come ringing through the land. Jesus calls for reapers, I must active be. Work the double master, here am I, send me.
Here, but probably some of you may be hearing them for the first time, but these are from the old, some of these are from the old Sacred Selections book.
Yes, sir.
It goes way back, way, way back. Number 52.
Oh, what wondrous love I see, freely shown for you and me.
Sins to him was known. have our scripture reading and a prayer. Not this time. Chris, if you're ready. And then we'll continue.
I'll be reading Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 67, 1 through 7. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the people with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the people praise you. God, may all the people praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so very much. And Lord, it is our prayer that you will continue to bless us. You bless us so very much. And the most important blessing is through your Son, Jesus, who went to the cross to die for our sins. He took that punishment so that we won't have to do that. There was no other way. We fall short, not only daily, but probably hourly. But you do that. Your plan of salvation for us was through your Son, Jesus. And we're so very grateful for that. And it is our prayer, Lord, that as your people, that with our knowledge knowing that you are the one and true living God, the God that loves all mankind, that people see that in us. They see the blessings that you give us, that peace that passes understanding. That they will see that and that they will want to know you. They will want to be part of your family also. It is our prayer that your face always shine on us, Lord, and bring us peace. We're just so very special to have a loving Father.
Amen.
And Lord, it is our prayer that we can continue to live our lives in a manner that will show that love. So that people will be drawn to us, and then we'll be able to invite them either for a study or to just invite them to church so they can be surrounded with other people that only have your will to be done. So Lord, again, it's our prayer that you'll continue to be with us and be with all those missionaries and different evangelistic outreaches that are out there, Lord, to help further your kingdom, and you continue to bless those works so that people will still continue to have that opportunity to give their lives to you. Again, it's you don't force us, but we realize we're sinners and we're lost, and there's no other way except through your Son Jesus. So again, Lord, it is our prayer that we can be those models in this world and continue to share the gospel with those we run across. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number 64, an empty mansion.
Just a humble abode among men. Oh, I
At this time, we might sing another song or two in a moment, but you're here this evening and not a member of the New Testament church, not having been born again. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And so when Jesus was about to ascend to heaven, those last words, and we always wanted to think about what's someone's last words before they left us. What did they say? So Jesus had some last words. And in Matthew 28, verse 18, we say it so often, but it's so necessary and significant. He said that he had all the authority in heaven and on earth. He has all of it. Can't change that. He didn't delegate it to anybody else. He had all the authority. So he told the disciples, go into all the world, make disciples of all the nations, he said. How? Baptizing them by heaven's authority in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And teaching, and Mark records it in Mark 16, beginning of verse 15, go and preach the gospel to every creature. Everybody, don't leave anybody out. Everyone is subject to that invitation. So he told his disciples, go everywhere, whoever you meet. Preach the gospel to everybody. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. That's the good news gospel message. It's a salvation message that Jesus wanted his apostles to begin telling a world of people. So we're subject to that invitation too here 2,000 years later. So if you've not obeyed that command, if you've not answered that call, and if that's your resolve, if that's your desire tonight, we can accomplish that. You just have to let it be known. So we're going to sing number 53. Number 53. When I give an invitation song, I sometimes add some words, meaning it's not only a song of, it's a song of encouragement, to encourage you to respond, a song of exhortation. We urge you to respond to that gospel message if you have not done so already. It's hymn number 53, but notice the words first. Someone might be almost persuaded. Almost. But the hymn writer said, but now to believe. But you're going to respond, almost persuaded Christ to receive. I'm so close, someone would say. But seems now some soul to say, go, Spirit. Go your way, thy way. Some more convenient day, on thee I'll call. Second stanza. Almost persuaded, but come today. Almost persuaded, but don't turn not away. Jesus invites you here. Angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear. Oh, wanderer. Almost persuaded, and harvest is past. Almost persuaded, and doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. And sad, sad that bitter wail. Almost, but lost. So So let's, we'll stand together. We sing an invitation song, an invitation, exhortation. If you need to respond in a public way, just let it be known, especially by at the close of the song. Number 53.
All those persuaded now to believe.
Close with number 48. Number 48. See, I don't have that. Vernon, I don't have that tag there. See, mine's a loose leaf notebook here. What number did I say?
48.
48.
May be the night, but I'm saving grace,
our saving grace.
On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord can rest my heart in your saving keep. And he leads me gently on through the world below. He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, where to sing forever of his saving grace,
of his saving grace.
On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate that very, very much. To say it's really is good to get together.
Nah.
This is good. It's good. Let's see. Anything else we need? Vernon's already smiling. He knows. Come on up, brother.
Oh, man.
We've already had me and Clarence and Chris, so you're...
Leonard had all the guys.
But it's good. All right. Here, our brethren pray.
Let us pray. Father God, God Almighty, we come as humble as we can just thank you for being our God. We're thankful that you allowed your son down the cross on our behalf. We don't take it for granted. We just hope that we can do everything that's pleasing, acceptable to you, Father God. Father God, we ask, be with us as we depart this place of worship, that you continue to protect us, that we can see each other the next part of time. Come, Father God, just thank you for this day, just the lesson in hand of this morning and the praise that we had tonight. Pray that we can continue to remember that. Just remember you in every facet of our lives that we continue to walk through this earth, knowing that it's a temporary place for us. We pray that we can be the salt of the earth and let our light shine throughout the life. And we just pray that we can see each other the next appointed time.